Sanctum Mystery, brought to you by the makers of Cottage Pills.
Good evening, friends. I'm Raymond Gerhold. Remember? Won't you come into our inner sanctum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very gratifying that you have the courage to come back. I was afraid our story last week might have been too much for you. But since it wasn't, suppose we see what you think of tonight's tale. The story of a strange, weird voyage that makes the Ancient Mariner look like one of the Rover Boys. Dinner Sanctum Mysteries tonight bring you The Death Ship, featuring an all-star cast of radio favorites in an original radio drama by Robert Newman. Presented for your entertainment by the makers of Carter's Little Liver Pills, the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Now, wait. A question before we begin. Do you really know anything about the sea? The sea that covers two-thirds of the Earth's surface? The place of storms and sudden death. A place where anything can happen, and usually does, aboard the death ship. The Caribbean, vast blue home of the Gulf Stream and the mysterious Sargasso Wild. Somewhere near its center, heading north, an open boat. In it, their eyes red-rimmed, their faces raw and cracked, are five men. One of them glances astern. There, trailing them, is a menacing, triangular, black skin.
Captain Pike.
Aye. What is it, Carter?
He's back. He's following us again.
Oh,
that shark. The same one that picked us up right after the wreck.
How do you know it's the same one?
Because I do, and I don't like it. You know what it means. Each man's death. You keep on following us, and you... I'll hold the torch, Captain. You can't get him.
Ah, what's the thing? I tried three times already.
Please, Captain. Well, give me your gun and let me try.
Okay.
Hold it, Tiller.
Did you get it?
Never even flinched.
Maybe he'll go away when George dies. That's what he's waiting for.
Yes, he's in grave today.
With all his ribs tore in? Okay.
His ribs and ribs, you know, as it comes. He says, look. He's opening his eyes.
Water. Water.
He's asking for water.
I heard him.
Haven't you got anything to him, any?
Don't be a fool, friend. You know he's dying. Water won't save him. It's hardly enough for the rest of us.
He's entitled to his share, sir. He can have my rights in the tide.
Mine, too.
Well, for my money, you're crazy, but... All right, Corky, force him out. I'll have a cup.
Okay, Captain. I think you're not too, Benson. But here you go.
Thanks. There you are, Josh. There you are. Now drink this.
Where am I? What happened?
Don't you remember, Josh? The Mary Kay. That storm last night. We ran into a reef off Skeleton Key. Found it. All hands were lost except us. Some gear fell on you and you got kind of hurt.
Skeleton Key? I remember. My ticket to leave. After Pike told me we were clear of the reef, the same exact course I did. And then we... You know, Captain Pike, you wanted to wreck the ship.
What? You're crazy.
You did. Piled it up for your insurance. The corporal was in it with you. You had the launch. Oh, yeah. Before we even struck.
Well, if that's true, then what are we doing here in a whaleboat without any food and hardly any water?
Just sealed over after something. You couldn't get the launch clear. You murdered down the whole ship company. And then I'm dying too. Well, I'm putting a curse on you. On both of you. A curse that'll follow you and just
God. Dark!
He's dead.
Okay. Heave him over the side.
What? We can't do that, Captain. That's shot.
What do you want to do? Keep him here? I said heave him over.
Listen, Captain. He was my pal. We shipped together for years.
You bloody fool. Look over there. You see that black cloud? That's a squall coming. What chance do you think we'll have of living through it unless we light the ship?
He's right, man. It is a squall, and it's... And look. Look, they're running ahead of it. A sail. A ship.
A ship. Where? You're right.
Here's
a ship. The ship coming this way. We're saved.
Signal's on, Benson.
Wave to him.
Ahoy
there!
Ahoy! Wait a minute. Before they get here, let's get something straight. What Josh said about me wrecking the Mary Kay. He was out of his head, see? Out of his head?
Delirious. If you don't think so, well, I just as soon they found three dead men here as one.
You mean it's... What do you say for that?
He was here too, and there was something funny about that ship.
Funny? Funny how?
Look at the way she's laughing, falling off.
Say, that's so. But there was no one at the helm.
But there is, you can see him.
But can you see anyone else? Any crew?
Listen, getting aboard her is our one chance. Put out those doors and start rowing.
Aye, aye.
Come on. Grab her counter and hold on. Grab her on board.
What about Josh, sir? And the whaleboat?
Leave a minute to cast it adrift.
I guess that's better than letting the shots get him. Okay, sir.
All right.
Now, let's look around here. That man up ahead, for instance.
Well, maybe he's drunk. So blind drunk, he didn't see us.
Maybe the rest of the crew's below and...
Holy smoke!
Drunk?
He's dead. Life's the wheel. But what killed him? Look at that look on his face.
Burns black like he'd been scorched by hellfire.
Ahoy, below! Ahoy! Anyone about?
There's no one below. There's no one on board but us. And whom?
How do you know?
This too. This is a death ship.
A what?
You heard of him. Every sailor has. Ships wandering around the sea, drifting into port. Without the soul on board, and no way of telling where the crew went, or why, it's a death ship, and they don't like it.
You don't. You'd rather be out in a whaleboat, I suppose. Why, with this squall coming up, it's here. Take the wheel, Ben.
Yes.
Cut that body loose and heave it overboard. You want it? Up the rigging and leap in the rain, sir. Up now! She goes due north and for the wind.
Yes, sir. But it's getting pretty dark. I can't hardly see the compass anymore.
I'll light the binnacle for you. There we are. So we got a ship under us again. Good ship, too, from the field of Earth. And just in time. We just swamped shore on the whaleboat. Piece of luck, all right.
Maybe so. That soldier isn't like it. They'd still like to know what happened to the crew and what killed the man we found at the wheel.
Well, as soon as Carty and Benson get back, we'll take a look below.
I'll be walking on deck, sir.
Okay, Benson. Now, let's see if we can't get to the bottom of this.
Take a look below deck, you mean?
Aye. You stay at the wheel, friend. You others, follow me.
Aye, aye, sir. Do not.
Get the gun ready, Captain.
I have. No one in here. Ahoy! Anyone around?
You suppose she sprang a leak and they thought she was sinking? Abandoned her?
I doubt it. He don't ride as if he was waterlogged.
What about a plague, sir? The whole crew dying off.
It might be. You look in this cabin here.
Okay. Come on, Denton.
Aye.
Go look for the log book and see if...
Oh, he's
think you, Chris, eh? Well, we'll see. Find out anything from the log?
That's sure
good. What a yarn. I'm listening. Finish.
Well, it says the big ship here belongs to a man named Talbot, a yachtsman. He was snooping around a bookshop one day, and he came across an old book written by a don, a Spaniard, a couple of hundred years ago. It was all about a galleon, a treasure ship that went down around these parts.
Storm?
Partly. Talbot fitted out this ship, came down here to look for the treasure. Found it all right, but as soon as they started home, funny things began to happen.
Funny things?
Yeah. Here the crew tried to break in and get part of the guns, and he had to shoot him. He shot another one when the guy went for him with a marlin spike. Then he realized he'd have to do something drastic. So he and his mate dumped the last five men into the whaleboat and set them adrift. That left just the two of them, Talbot and the mate.
And then?
Well, the last entry was made day before yesterday. At least it's the beginning of an entry, but it trails off into a flat.
Mm. He sure, Talbot. It must have been him we found last of the wheel. But we still don't know who or what is the next.
No. No, we don't. Hey, listen, Ben. Do you really think there's anything to this curse business?
Gold is always a curse, Tom. You know what I would do if I could, Tom? I would take that fist and twist it right over the side.
Well, you would, eh? Over my dead body.
Oh, hello, Captain. I got it. Didn't see you coming.
That gold's going to make me a rich man.
Well, make rich you man. A rich man?
Well, all of us, Ben, all of us. That is, as soon as we get home.
Yes, sir.
Bring him right along, ain't he? Well, I think we could stand some more sail. Okay, come on up here.
Yes, sir.
Let's go up. Put on more sail. I'll give you a hand with it.
We go, Captain. More sail.
Sure, it's full of night. At this trip, we ought to raise land by morning.
Easy.
What do you mean, maybe? Hey, what was that?
Sounded like curses. Captain Frank! Captain Frank, what's that for, Keith?
Aye, it was. This is putting on the rat line. Went over the side.
This is putting?
Aye. Too much rum, I guess.
Well, I'll put her about to see if we can't get him up.
Hold your course. We'll never be able to find him at night.
Captain Frank!
Hold your course, I said. I'm going below.
Talk to you. Overboard.
That's a slinky. That wasn't why he said it. Did you see the butt of Pike's gun? There was blood on it. He slugged him.
What? You mean, killed him? Pike?
He slipped in his ear to be surprised at. Has he forgotten what last said before he died? That he left the Mary Kay on purpose?
I had forgotten. But if that's so, if he killed Corky Murdoch,
then that's what he meant when he said he was going to be rich. Tom, we're going to be next.
Yeah? The heck we are. Hold the wheel while I get a marlin spike. Then when he comes back on deck, I'll jump him.
Jump for you, eh? You know what that is, Captain Benson?
Mutiny, you
murderer! That's how I am, Benson. I ought to kill both of you for what you're doing. Conspiring against me. But I ain't gonna make the same mistake Talbot made, kid. One man can't handle this ship, but two can. Oh.
Ben! You killed Ben, you...
That's how are you, Benson? Yeah, I killed him. He was old. Not as strong as you. Wouldn't have been as much use to me if I could stay in the wheel. And all that cost...
Due
fired, Benson?
No.
Well, that's good. Won't be long now. Almost three bells. Sun will be coming up in a minute. When it does, I got a hunch we'll get a landfall.
And then? What do you think? I don't think. I know. You'll tell me. Take her in by yourself.
Smart boy, Benson. That's just what I'm going to do. The Dons couldn't get the gold home, neither could Talbot, but I can and I'm going to. Look, there's the sun. And the head off air off the port bow, land.
Yeah, land.
Okay, Benson. Ready?
Hey, what are you laughing at?
You, go ahead and shoot. You think you can hurt me? You can't.
I can't.
Have you forgotten that whaleboat with the five men in it that Ben saw last night? The five men he said were us? Have you forgotten what he said that meant? We're sailing due north. The sun should be rising on the starboard side in the east, shouldn't it? But it's not. It's coming up to larboard in the west.
Sun rising in the west? Why, it can't be. And still it is.
And that land ahead there, it's not the coast. Don't you recognize it? It's Skeleton Key where you wrecked the Mary Kay. There's what's left of her. Now, do you understand? You're dead. You've been dead for 2 days. Dead and doomed to sail a death ship in a circle through all eternity.
No! No, I must get him!
And it looks like the same shark that followed us all day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that was smart work, Sam. I thought I saw you move once or twice. I had a hunch you weren't dead.
Wasn't dead? Aren't we both dead?
Heck no. Does that slug through your shoulder feel as if you were?
Well, no, but what you just said to Pike...
A trick, so I could get his gun.
Trick? There ain't no trick about the sun. It is rising in the west instead of the east.
No, it's not, Sam. As soon as I saw it, the whole thing came to me. You remember that body we found lashed to the wheel? The mate? You know what killed him?
Hmm?
Lightning.
Lightning?
Yeah. Struck by lightning during the storm when the Mary Kay went down. Besides killing him, it polarized the compass. Reversed it so that the needle pointed south instead of north. That's why it looked like the sun was coming up on the wrong side. That's why we ended back here at Skeleton Key again. We were sailing south all the time, instead of north.
Well, that whaleboat. We did see a whaleboat in 5 minutes.
Sure you did. And you know who they were. The men Talbot and his mate set adrift, so they wouldn't have to share the treasure with us. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pick them up and get them to help us sail this ship home.
And the treasure?
You said you didn't want any part of it. Well, I don't either. They found it, let them divvy it up. But us, we found this ship,
didn't we? It's great.
It's ours, huh? Ours to do anything we like with. We're our own boss from here on in, then. And what more can a man want?
Nothing, Tom. Nothing in the world.
And that was the story of the death ship. The ship that sailed the Caribbean with a treasure aboard her and a dead man at the helm. Pleasant little tale, wasn't it? Did it have enough corpses and sudden death in it to sit to? Oh, it didn't. Some people are never satisfied.
It's a good thing they're not, Raymond, or there wouldn't have been any progress.
Oh, you mean we'd have to get along without such things as the telephone, the airplane,
the electric light, the radio,
and Carter's little Liverpool.
Heaven forbid.
Yes, Raymond, scores of people would hate to be without Carter's little Liverpool, because they've learned that a mean, cranky, sour disposition due to irregularity often takes a decided change for the better. Soon after they try, these simple little pills made of vegetable drugs.
Yes. Now, be sure to mention that Carter's little liver pills do this by increasing the flow of a very important digestive juice.
That's right, folks. And the name, Carter's Little Liver Pills, tells us where that vital juice comes from.
So next time you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
And see if you don't agree that they're the best friends to your sunny disposition. 25 cents at all drugstores.
This is Raymond again, your host, getting ready to close that door to the inner sanctum and say goodnight until next week, when our guest will once again be Paul Lucas. I hope you enjoyed our little story and that you got its moral. What moral?
Oh, it
had one, all right. All our stories have. Dead men tell no tales, except on the inner sanctum. So, next Sunday night, we'll overcome the hot weather and invite your friends in for a chilling evening and listen to Inner Sanctum Mystery. However, if you just can't wait till the coming Sunday for our next one, satisfy your craving for a good murder story by reading this month's Inner Sanctum Mystery novel, I'll Eat You Last, by H.C. Brendon. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Featured in tonight's cast were Arthur Vinton as Captain Pike, Byron McCormick as Tom, and Gilbert Mack as Fred. Original music by Lou White. Inner Sanctum Mysteries will be on the air again next Sunday evening, same station, same time, when we will again have the honor of bringing you the popular and gifted star of stage, screen, and radio, Mr. Paul Lucas. Be sure to listen in. This is Ed Hurley reminding you, when you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Liver Pills.